This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Choppy says it is not a segment. It is an hour. After Roy piqued his interest, I think Ben and Skin have already checked it out, and you did it last night.
I watched a Netflix show called Abducted in Plain Sight. Is it about a family named the Brobergs? By the way, the names in this.
Broberg?
Yeah, I'm never going to Idaho just because of
these
names.
Yeah, the names, it drove me crazy to hear how often they would say these names. The two main characters, Broberg and Berchtold.
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 Berchtold and Brobergs. And everyone apparently is named Bob.
Gosh.
Okay, so you have Bob, the Bob Broberg, who is the father of Jan and two other girls. Jan gets abducted by the family's very close friend, Bob Berchtold. What happened was he moves in next, you know, they're neighbors. The father of Jan is a florist in town. Bob's got a hardware store, the Berchtold. And they become family friends. He takes a liking to Jan, who's 12 years old, at 10 when they first move, you know, become friends. And then they start going places. They start doing things. And he builds them a separate partition in the bedroom so he could kind of find a way to eventually be alone with the daughter. And one day he asks to take her horseback riding. He picks her up from piano lessons.
And is the mom's all being a spoiler alert or no?
I mean, I guess we can spoiler
it's been
alert
going,
this.
It's been going for a while.
It's been out for 2 years.
The details that we're going to give you.
On Netflix?
It's been on Netflix for 2 years.
Yeah.
No one found out about it until within the last month.
The details we're going to give you are enough, I think, to pique your interest to want to watch it. Like, what we're going to tell you is, I mean, in 10 minutes, and it's a 90-minute thing.
It could be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he picks her up from piano on a Thursday, and they don't come home that night. And the parents are like, well, what do we do? Well, let's wait till Monday. Like, dumbest, naivest family in history.
He's a family friend, right?
Yeah. Let's just, you know, wait till Friday. Well, Friday, it's, you know, it's afternoon on Friday, so
he
the FBI's
Jan.
Office is closed.
And here are the parents saying, oh, he loves Jan. He would never do anything to hurt Jan. Meanwhile, for the last 4 months, this man had been laying in the same bed as their 12-year-old daughter, claiming that it was therapy prescribed to him by a doctor as he was dealing with his own, you know, pedophilia issues.
Yeah.
While laying next to the 12-year-old girl, to which the mother and father both said on camera that they were uncomfortable with, but they didn't want to disagree with the doctor's orders.
Huh. Right. This was like, these two, the parents of this poor girl, these are the most naive people in history. They apparently can be talked into anything. As I said earlier, this is a show that has an affair between the mom and the neighbor, and an affair between the dad and the neighbor.
Now, this is going to be a line that I hope for the lexicon of this show continues into perpetuity. Because it's one of my favorite lines ever uttered on a documentary I've ever heard, and that is, it's just kids stuff.
This is the moment where I looked and I actually spoke to my TV,
and I said, "This is the moment where he texted me shortly after."
What?
Mr. Berchtold was very knowledgeable in the sexual field. He says, are you free? Let's go for a ride. He says, I cannot stand my wife. I need to have sex. He was sexually aroused. He says, oh, can you give me some relief? We were laughing, and he said, oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff. and I've got to have relief. So I was dumb enough to reach over and relieve him.
What?
Yeah. And like, I was like, what? And this guy proceeds to say,
this is like the water drinker on Fire Festival or Friday. Yeah, what was it?
But at least for him, number one, he was admittedly, you know, like into men.
Uh-huh.
But he also mentally was preparing himself for something that he didn't want to do, but he knew that he had to for a friend. You know, Billy McFarland was his good friend. He didn't want to let him down, so he was going to go get the water. This guy's excuse, I don't know what it is.
Like,
he was naive. That's all he's got.
Dude, but that's not the big... He says immediately after, this was the worst thing I've done in my life. I broke the fidelity with my wife. Dude, that's not... You're burying the lead. You reached over to a guy. That's the story.
Can I get a woot woot?
Like,
Troy,
seriously?
Leave me out of this.
You didn't just break the fidelity of your wife. You went there, matter-of-factly. Just, oh, yeah, I'll help you out. You want a glass of water? I'll bring you a glass of water.
Oh,
this is not being neighborly.
Stuff.
This is not needing, hey, do you have some milk I could borrow? I'm making a casserole. This is, can you reach over and help me out?
Is this worse than the Fire Festival, dude?
Yes, to me, this is worse. Because the Fire Festival guy, like, had a motivation. He was up against a brick. You know, he was between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Stiff as a board.
And then,
he needed to get that water. He had to get this water. Oh, yeah. This guy just went on a drive, heard his friend say he wasn't sexually interested in his wife anymore, and was like, okay, man, you seem friendly enough, and we're cool. It's just kid stuff.
Yeah, just kid stuff, man.
It's just kid stuff.
And then... So, you know, if I don't want to spoiler this thing, and we're talking about a show called Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix, which is, it somehow went 2 years without anybody watching this, and it all of a sudden is blown up. But, and I don't want to spoiler this thing, but the girl gets abducted, they're gone, she returns. Now, do you think when the girl returns that the parents would ever let this guy see this girl again, right? That would never happen.
Right.
No. But did you mention that they
like
waited?
Taken three, taken 17.
Yeah, they waited. And also, really quick, did you say you don't want to spoil anything by saying the girl gets abducted on a show called Abducted in Plain Sight?
Very nice.
Just want to make sure.
So she gets abducted, and they return after a long period of time. Now, do you think they would ever let this girl see this guy again? No, you're right. They wouldn't. They did, in fact. In fact, they sent her on an airplane to go see him 300 miles away.
A bag of what?
What?
Exactly.
Not only did they let her see him again, but they both, after calling the FBI several days after she'd been gone, mind you, and them doing investigative research and wanting to press charges, they dropped all the charges. They dropped all the charges and wrote a letter and signed a letter saying any of the things that Bob Bergstahl has done. He took the girl to Mexico, by the way, living in a camper, and that's where Mexican police found him with her. And the stories of what he did to her, by her own admission, and like what she remembers, are harrowing.
Man.
But the family, again, wrote a letter basically saying, you know what? He's a family friend. We think nothing bad could have happened. And here the FBI guy is talking to the documentarian saying, if they would have just gone forward with that, nothing would have happened further. We would have put this guy away for a long time.
Wow. So
you've
it's called Abducted.
It. Abducted in Plain Sight. Abducted. You've got to watch it, Sean. Please, I'm begging.
Netflix.
I'm begging.
It's just kid stuff.
It's just kid stuff.
It's just kid stuff, Sean.
So the famous line from this is the relief thing?
It's just kid stuff.
Yeah, or relief.
That will live on, but I mean, the stories of how the man, how Bergstahl manipulated the girl as well, like this idea that she was abducted by aliens and she now had a mission in her life that totally messed her up. And it's just so stupid.
Oh,
it's just so naive from the parents that it makes you want them in prison as much as you want the pedophile.
Do you want Blink 182 or El Chompo?
El Chompo. El Chompo.
Okay.
El Chompo.
I love this name.
So awesome.
El Chompo is a 3-foot alligator that these criminals apparently use to protect all of their illegal activity.
Yeah, drugs, money, all that stuff.
A drug raid in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania turned up cash, heroin, crack, and fentanyl. Is that it? Fentanyl?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They found, though, an alligator that was put in this cage to protect all of their drugs and money, and it has been named El Chompo. And apparently this is not uncommon. Snakes, other animals put over, like, either a little safe or a secret compartment. Pit bulls have been used because that way drug traffickers think no one is going to go and mess with those animals or think to look there.
You know, but, okay, here's the question. Yeah. Let's say you put a big, like, what kind of snake you put in there? Anaconda?
Any for us. We would run from
that's
it.
That's true.
Did you see the python in the house yesterday that Ben tweeted out?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, look, does it matter?
But no, I guess it doesn't matter. But if you're like, if you're going to smuggle,
those
if you're
rat snakes in Texas, I think are like a freaking python anaconda. I get big. Fooled by them.
They're big. They're very, very big. And they'll come at them. They'll bite you. They won't. There's no non-poisonous, but they'll nip at you.
Go get a cobra.
Well, I mean, then how are you going to get the money?
Well, maybe the one of those little hook sticks, you know? Maybe
yeah,
you know
those
how
Steve
to...
Irwin's.
Yeah.
But El Chompo's a great name. There's a 60% chance one of these guys loses an arm.
They got him. Like the
yeah, they were arrested, and that's right. What they found.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how did one of these guys not?
They put El Chompo, by the way, at, like, supposedly, like, the most badass security spot in Colorado.
Alcatraz of the Rocky Mountains, yeah. They call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think it's called ADX Florence, and it is, there's like a 6-inch window, just tiny little window. You spend 23 hours in complete solitary confinement.
And not to take things back to this abducted story, but RJ sent last week, you want to be sick this morning? Go read how Jared Fogle is apparently living in prison. The subway freak, where he apparently is eating good, working out, cooking, not a care in the world, watching movies, eating fancy foods, and making crafts, according to an ex-inmate who served 8 months there. And he relayed all the stories about Jared Fogle. Apparently weighing less than he was on the infamous subway diet. Now, the good news is he's not getting out for a few more years, but apparently he's living like a king in there.
Yeah, he should be in there for the rest of his life, for crying out loud. But that's disturbing. Like, he's a predator.
I'm disappointing the other inmates. Like, I hope that this story gets to the other inmates. They feel ashamed that they have not tortured him. We heard torture stories in the beginning, but apparently now it's all good.
Well, now he's like in this low security prison known for having nice facilities.
Yeah.
So I don't think that this is one of they don't have really bad, violent criminals that would take part in some of those. I don't know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.